This is the story of William Farnsworth, an early pioneer who had 22 children. His story is told by Mabel R. Miller, and it is a wonderful story about early times in America and in the Advent movement. Chapter 1, School Bells Ringing. It was nearly Christmas in 1818, but for the first time since early spring, the children of Washington, New Hampshire, heard the ringing of the school bell through the chilly air. To these pioneer children, schooling was not so important as helping their parents prepare for the long winter. But now it was too cold for farm work. Billows of snow covered all outdoors, and the temperature was zero. School could begin. As the bell chimed out its call to lessons, William and Simeon Farnsworth trudged along the path to the schoolhouse. "We beat you here," greeted Jonathan, who was standing with a few other boys by the schoolhouse door. "I'll be here first tomorrow," answered William Farnsworth. "Come on, let's make a fort. The snow is just right." The boys came running through the deep snow to where William had already started rolling a snowball. "Let me help you," said Jonathan. "I'm glad school has begun. Now we can have time to play." "Duck!" shouted William as a snowball came flying past Jonathan's head. "No fair," Jonathan yelled. "Wait until we get our fort built." "Simeon, do you want to play with us?" called William to his younger brother. "I don't know," slowly answered Simeon. "Will the schoolmaster like it if we make the fort here by the windows?" This was Simeon's first day at school. He felt cold and scared. Suddenly the boys forgot about making a fort. They looked at one another. "Have any of you seen the new schoolmaster?" asked William. Each boy shook his head. "My father says he's going to stay at Mr. Proctor's house for the first 2 weeks. I wish Moses and Israel Proctor would hurry up and get here. They will know about him." Just then the schoolhouse door opened and James stepped outside. James was one of the older boys. "There's a good fire burning in the stove," he said. "I'll walk down the path and watch for the schoolmaster. When you see me wave, go inside. Sit down quietly. I'll come on the run. Don't forget to stand up when he comes in the door." James went down the path towards the road. He leaned against the spruce tree and looked towards the little town of Washington. He was thinking, "I wonder what our new schoolmaster will be like." Back on the schoolhouse steps, the boys and girls were asking one another the same question. Simeon listened timidly. "I wish I didn't have to go to school. Will he be mean?" "Don't you worry," answered William stoutly. He was 3 years older than his brother. Simeon was big for 7 years, and William was small, even smaller than Simeon. How William wished he could grow! "All you have to do is listen to the rules and obey them, Simeon. Don't look at anything but the teacher and your book. Never, never speak unless he asks you a question first. But when he tells you to study, be sure to do so and say your lessons loudly. Then he will know how hard you are studying." "James is waving his arms," warned Jonathan, so into the schoolhouse crowded the children. Quickly they hung their coats and caps on the pegs at the back of the room and put their lunch boxes on the shelf. "Come, sit by me, Simeon," whispered William. He remembered how he had felt on his first day in this room. That had been 2 years ago. "We will sit over here by the fire where it is warm." And he led Simeon to the middle of the room near the big round stove. "Quiet! Here he comes," whispered James out of breath from running. The room suddenly became quiet. Only the crackling of the fire could be heard. 31 children sat erect. 31 pairs of hands were folded. 31 pairs of eyes looked straight ahead. But not all the 31 pairs of feet touched the floor. The smaller children had to let their feet dangle, but they didn't move even a toe. This was the great moment. The door opened. Suddenly every child stood tall, arms down, eyes straight ahead. Not one head turned to look at the schoolmaster as he hung up his coat and walked to his desk on the platform in front of the room. He, too, looked straight and tall as he faced his pupils. The school term for the year 1818 at Washington, New Hampshire, has now begun. Be seated. There wasn't even a tiny smile on his face. First, I will read to you the 21 rules of this school. Listen carefully. Rule 1. School will begin at 9 in the morning and close at 4 in the afternoon. Rule 2. There will be no school on Saturday afternoons. Rule 3. There is to be no whispering or laughing in this room at any time. Rule 4. If any pupil does not obey the teacher, he shall be sent home at once.
Those are the same rules we had last year, thought William Farnsworth. I know them by heart. My, what a long black beard he has. His hair is black, too. Our teacher last year was short and fat. This schoolmaster is tall. He looks strong. I wouldn't want him to use the beach switch on me.
When all the 21 rules had been read, the teacher announced, I will read these rules 3 times each day during the first week of school. At the end of that time, you will be expected to say them to me. Now I want the primer class to sit here on the front row. Those who began school last year, take the second bench. If this is your third year in school, take the third row. Those who have been to school for more than 3 terms take the seats at the back. Quietly the children moved. William was already in the third row, so he did not leave his place by the fire. As Simeon started for the front row, William squeezed his hand. Everything is fine, he wanted to say, but of course he didn't whisper. He watched Simeon as he went to the front seat and sat down beside little Sally Mead. You may call me Mr. Harris, the schoolmaster began. Now, I would like to know your names. We will start right... Mr. Harris didn't finish that sentence. Instead, he pointed straight at William. Little boy, I said all beginners on the front row. Yes, sir, answered William, but he didn't move. Young man, ordered the teacher, come to the primer class at once. Yes, sir, answered William timidly. But I'm not a beginner, sir. I've attended school 2 years already. What? Shouted Mr. Harris. Does this boy lie? Is he in his third year? It seemed to Simeon that Mr. Harris was looking right at him. He must answer something. No, sir. Yes, sir. The words tumbled out of Simeon's mouth. What? Shouted the schoolmaster. Yes, sir. William is in the third year. No, sir. He does not lie, said Simeon. He's too small, stormed Mr. Harris. He's smaller than you or any of the boys in the primer class. Yes, sir, again Simeon spoke up quickly. He loved his brother. He didn't feel afraid now. He mustn't let the teacher think that William told a lie. You see, Mr. Schoolmaster, when William was born, he weighed only 2.5 pounds. Father put him in our coffee pot, sir. He even put the lid on it. William was that little, sir. Everyone thought he would die. He's never been very big, sir, but he is very smart when it comes to learning, sir. Simeon gave a big sigh after such a long speech. He thought, the teacher just has to like William. Everyone else does. Bravely spoken for a little boy, Mr. Harris said with a twinkle in his eyes. William, you just keep right on growing. Maybe some day you'll weigh 200 pounds. Mr. Harris laughed right out loud. Yes, he laughed out loud, and his eyes looked friendly and kind. None of the children dared smile, but inside they felt warm and happy. William especially felt warm, not only inside, but on the outside, too. His face was red, and the side of his body near the stove was oh so hot. Next time he wouldn't sit so close to the fire. He hoped it would soon be noon. He was hungry. It really didn't seem long until Mr. Harris was telling them that after they had eaten their lunches, they could make their snow forts or slide down the hill at the back of the schoolhouse if they wished. William, be sure and eat plenty. Moses laughed as he saw William bite into a piece of cornbread. Remember, you must weigh 200 pounds some day. How surprised they would have been had they known that some day William would weigh 240 pounds, and that he would be known as the strongest man around for many miles, and he would have 22 sons and daughters, and that he would become one of the very first Seventh-day Adventists in the world. But of course no one knew it then.